Easy Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
You're going solid old-style grooves for me. I'm digging this show this morning.
That's kind of what I anticipate. We're getting around family. It's like family vibe music today.
They'll have the speakers going and bumping some old-school jams. There's not going to be any, you know, this new junk the kids are listening to. Will there? Maybe a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Welcome back. AZ Preps Live, the number one high school sports show, second hour of the program here, live from the studios. That's Trev Henry, making it really awesome. And I thank you for making us number one. The ratings show it. It's not because of me. We've got more games to talk about. At 10:15, Valley Christian is 1-0. Real machine last night, relentless as they open up on all facets of the game, scoring a big win over Tempe High School. The Trojans, they made it to the quarterfinals last year before losing to Thatcher. Their head coach, Jake Peterson, literally, I will take my hat off to this coach. He'll join us at 10:15. At 10:30, I love this story. Horizon High School making plays on the field a year or so removed from their state championship, always in the conversation for the gold ball. Well, they're champions in the community. Defensive line coach Trey Hickam, teaming with local teachers, now has his players out reading to the kids at the elementary school. Trey Hickam, elementary school teachers, Mrs. Gladden, Mrs. Hayes, Mrs. Lindsay, heroes. They're elementary school teachers. They're all heroes. They're going to join us in studio from Horizon High School at 10:30. But we begin first with a great rise in Chandler. The big schools start next Thursday and Friday night, but they're officially a big school now. They've blown up in Chandler. Several years ago, we talked about this new little school, Arizona College Prep. They had their head coach in studio with, he had vision and great students. Go ahead and build a fit football program, and they've done it. Surrounded by teams like Chandler and Hamilton and Perry and Basha, Arizona College Prep, the Knights, are ready to bounce back after a little hiccup last year, and their head coach, Myron Bluford, is kind enough to join me. Blue, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, brother?
Oh, come on. I'm good. Hey, I think every time I get together with you, because I'm looking across the room here in studio, there was this cat sitting in the studio, wide-eyed coach. I messed up the school's name. I didn't even know who you were. I know you. Arizona College Prep. Great memories. And does it amaze you where you were and where you are?
Yeah, you know, I try to, you know, pause and reflect and embrace this whole, you know, journey. And, it's amazing. When I took this job, I never thought it was going to be, you know, what we are now. And, I got into this just wanting to be a head coach and just wanting to have my own program. So I didn't really care, you know, what level it was. I just wanted to coach some ball. And, we've been fortunate. You know, we've been put in a good situation. Our district does a great job of, developing programs. And we kept the gas pedal down and did what we needed to do to try to develop this program. And we've been really fortunate.
Man, you've done a great job. Great leadership. I shouldn't be surprised, though, but I didn't know this until this past Wednesday. Your journey. How do I know? I see you hanging out with the legend, Dallas Hickman, former NFL, played with the Redskins, USFL. And then you tell me that Sam Jacobs, the head coach at Sunny Slope, that you guys are boys. You're Moon Valley. How the heck where's that resume go, and how come I don't know this?
Yeah, I've just been fortunate. I mean, I've gotten, great tutelage from some great, men, and fortunately, obviously they coach football, but the most impact they had on me was just, yep, developing as a young man and developing into a good man. And, Dallas Hickman, I mean, I could talk all day, about, yep, his impact on me as a player, as a human being. Sam Jacobs is, he cut my teeth, in regards to coaching football. And not only, he does everything the right way. And I was fortunate to be under him and see that, you can do things the right way and develop a program. You don't have to, go behind the door and try to, do all these shady things to build up your program. And so, he kind of just showed me how to do it the right way. And I don't know any other way of doing it. And so when I took ACP, I kind of just, the foundation was laid. I used that blueprint and, added little things and flavors that I wanted to do in my program. And we've had some success.
Man, those are pretty good cats to model yourself after. Myron Bluford, the head coach, ACP. Arizona College Prep. All right, coming off last year, things were rocking. And then you, I'll say it was a speed bump, a hiccup. Is that part of growing pains with a young team? I mean, listen, we can do what we do, but was that kind of what happened? You just hit a speed bump?
Yeah, I mean, we had some injuries, you know, which kind of comes along with the game. But we also had, you know, we're a young program, and for the first time, you know, we were at one point ranked, you know, number one in 4A. And, you know, and the kind of underestimated thing is, as a head coach, you know, the first time I was ever, you know, ranked as a number one team. And so just managing that, you know, we learned, you know, how to kind of embrace that and what we need to do, you know, on the back half. And fortunately, we have a lot of guys coming back from last year, you know, and we've never been in that position. So now they kind of see it. So, you know, this year when we talk about success, they know what that means. They know that first half of the season, where we were and what it takes to kind of stay there. And so so we're super excited, you know, going into this year. I have a better grasp on how to manage those things. Our players have a better grasp on, you know, what it takes to stay at that level. And so we know going into the season how to anticipate that, and we're ready.
I love to hear that, because I said in my notes, Myron Bluford, Arizona College Prep, I said, is it talked about or is it understood? You've already played that out. And by the way, thank you for the sweet swag, the drip. I've got the words juice, unity, sacrifice, toughness, just us. How important is that? That they play for each other. That, you know, they get their tires pumped on the social media, but how important is it that they stay together and play for each other? Just us.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it constantly. You know, last year we kind of introduced that as our mantra, and you know, it's something I've been playing around with every year. We kind of had a new theme, a new mantra, and last year, you know, kind of came up with that concept, and it resonated with everybody. It was exactly what I think our program stood for, and so we've really just tried to make that imprinted on all of our players. And so we, you know, at camp, we have a leadership program within our program, and 14 guys were in it this year, and so they had to talk about that at camp, you know, what this meant to them. And so the rest of our program heard it, you know, a minimum 14 times on what the definition is and why that matters. And so we talk about it every single day. You know, we have our Just Us Players of the Week, you know, where you got to have that core value as a part of what we do there. And so it's a great mantra. It's something that, you know, it kind of embodies not only our success on the field, but those things are going to take them in life and make them better people, and better husbands, better fathers, you know, down the line. So we're really excited for what that stands for. And I think it's kind of the core of what we do.
I love it. He's Myron Bluford, Arizona College Prep. I watched you scrimmage for a little bit before the rain. You scrimmaged against Sunny Slope. And now this is they're a 5A contender. They're an open division contender. Were you happy with what you were able to do in the scrimmage, and did you get to see what you needed to see?
Yeah, you know, we you know, every scrimmage, every coach is going to tell you, you know, we're going to be pretty vanilla, you know, what we do. But, you know, it's the physicality, it's the speed. You know, we wanted to challenge ourselves and play a team that was at a higher level that, you know, obviously is going to have a lot of success, we think, this year. So we wanted to kind of see where we were, you know, with that. And, you know, at the end of the day, we watched film, you know, afterwards, and our coaching staff was very excited for what we saw. And I think we have a great foundation to build on. And, you know, going into this week playing, you know, Slam, who was the runner-up in Nevada, you know, in the NAU Dome, a lot of things kind of, you know, going to be factoring into that. I think we have a good foundation of what we saw in the scrimmage. And so we're super excited. You know, we got to build on it. We got to keep getting better. You know, obviously a little luck in the health department, making sure that, you know, we have some attrition throughout the season. But we're very excited for what we saw. I think we're right where we need to be going into the season.
The NAU Dome, you get signed. It's the Kevin McCabe Dome. I think my jersey's.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. The McCabe Dome.
I think my number is in the rafters up there for hockey. But, do you know what to expect? I think they've got a game under their belt. Have you already breaking down film? Are you able to get that, or is it? Are you going in a little bit blind in Flagstaff next week against Slam?
Well, it's very funny because I'm literally in Nevada as we speak.
Oh, you're kidding!
Yeah, they started a week early than we did, and so we actually, me and my DC and offense coordinator, we actually drove down here to watch the game, and then unfortunately the weather traveled with us, so they actually got lightning out, and so they didn't end up playing. But I talked to the coach. We exchanged some scrimmage film, so we've been kind of piecing things together. Guys post highlights, things like that, and we try to go down wormholes and try to just vet any information we can. And I think we have a pretty good idea. I mean, they had a successful season last year. They were runners up, in the championship game, and so I think we have a pretty good idea. But it kind of balances out a little bit. We're back to even playing field, because we knew they were going to have a game up on us, so they can kind of iron out some of the things that they needed to do. But now we're kind of even. They didn't get their game, so we're both coming off of a scrimmage, so we'll adjust in the game and kind of figure things out. But I think we have a pretty good idea of what they want to do.
Myron Bluford taking time out for the Dean on the road. I laughed. I didn't drive to Paradise Honors in surprise. I was afraid to getting lightninged out or rained out. You guys go all the way to Nevada to get it, so that's what we do. Hey, real quickly, because I didn't let you get, maybe your captains, you wanted to give a shout out to some of your boys who are really being leaders and being making plays for you, your expectations for these. I know you'd run through your entire roster, but who are those cats you can say, hey, I gave you some love on the radio with Kevin McCabe today?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, you're right. I could go down the entire roster. We have a really good group of young men, but we have 14 kids that went through our leadership program. And part of that is you have to do that to be a captain, in our program. And, so we had five captains this year, TD Vandera, who is a 4-year player in our program. He plays safety for us. He's kind of the heart and soul on the defensive side. Caden Gibson, I mean, I can't say enough about the kid. He's a great football player, 4.8 GPA. I mean, he's just an amazing young man. Jackson Castro is our quarterback. He's going to be a junior. Last year had a great year, but kind of, big-eyed, learning how to do it for the first time. So him coming back, for his second year, I'm super excited for him. We have Connor LeFever, who's like kind of a family deal. Like his aunt teaches at ACP. So he's always kind of had the purple, kind of running through his blood. And then KB Singh, he's a transfer from us 2 years ago. And it's just kind of embodied everything that ACP is about. I would say probably one of our best leaders, just a great young man. And like I said, I can go on and on and on, but we have some really good, guys that not only are just going to have success, this year, but I'm excited to see what they do, after high school, because they're just great young men, both on and off the field.
Well, you're teaching them the right way. Travel safe with you and your boys. Thank you again for the swag, for the drip, the fit, whatever. I'm rocking it. And keep doing what you do. Arizona College Prep, you're teaching them the right way and great football and leadership. Myron Bluford, let's keep in touch, okay, my friend?
Yeah, I appreciate you, and I always want to give people their flowers, and how much I love you, and I love what you do. AC is a treasure to have you do what you do for Arizona high school sports, so I appreciate you.
You guys make it easy. You make it easy. They all do. I mean, I love these coaches and the passion. I mean, they ain't getting paid, gang. They're not. When you get a stipend for $2,500, you do the math on how many hours they put in. And on all the hours that Myron and his DC and OC drove to Nevada to watch some lightning and rain. Great people. Arizona College Prep. I remember when they started out, it was going to be the mathletes, the nerds. And they still are unbelievable students. It's a prep school in Chandler Unified, but they're balling. They're balling. They're playing football. All right, still to come. They're 1-0 to start the season. And as I joke, you can't win them all unless you win the first one. Valley Christian on all facets of the game. I take my hat off to him next on AZ Preps Live.
Here's more AZ Preps Live with Kevin McCabe, presented by Brooklyn Betting, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
This is, you got me so giddy that you're playing all my jams back. This is going back to Shaky Drake's, Flagstaff, Latin Porter, Daddy Morbucks. This is good.
Hey, it's a lot more than T-Hizzle than just rap music.
That's what I'm talking about. 10:19, we're late on the show. And by the way, it's AZ Preps Live, and you can catch all the interviews from today's show on the website, arizonasports.com. Go to the podcast section. They're 1-0, and last night, and just a machine. They were relentless. They put their foot down on the gas and didn't let up. All facets of the game, Valley Christian flexing, beating Tempe High. The Trojans coming off a quarterfinal run last year, losing to the aforementioned powerhouse Thatcher. We talked about them against Paradise Honors. And I take my hat off to their head coach, Jake Peterson, literally. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you this morning? No hat this morning. No hat.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. Thank you very much. We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, I asked Gage Baker, you know, the kids, how do they celebrate a win? Paradise Honors earlier, he said, you know, in and out, or they did pizza and wings. The coaches used to huddle to get together, wings, pizza, chips, and so. What do you do? What's your MO? And family show here, Coach. What do you guys do after a win?
You know, last night we went home and got some sleep. To be honest with you, we didn't even as coaches we got some rest. We usually, you know, hang out a little bit and get some wings and stuff together as well. But last night, you know, it's been a grind lately. And so we're like, you know what, we're just going to take a break and get ready for film tomorrow morning.
Ah, I love it. I love Richard Taylor. His is it goes home and has a peanut butter sandwich and milk. So whatever works. Do you break down film last night? Do you watch it? Do you get up this morning? When do you, or do you sit up till 3 a.m? When do how crazy are you, Coach?
Well, I'm a morning guy, so I'd rather get up early in the morning. So we do ours in the morning, and you know, we still, you know, there's some excitement from the night before. Yep. So we do some in the evening as well. Each of the coaches is kind of individual when it comes to, you know, how they do it, though. But as a team, we review it in the morning.
Yeah, and that's because you're all geeked up anyway. So you might, you know, these coaches, I'm gonna be going over this play in my head. But after last night, I could sleep easy because I saw a machine in all phases, Coach. And I know it's just one game, but did you feel confident going into the season that you would have this kind of balance, offense, defense, and special teams? Did you feel like, you know, there were strengths all across the board?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we only bring one starter on offense, which is crazy. You know, we graduated 22 seniors last year to 3A school. That's not very common, but we knew we still had a lot of talent, and the amount of work that we put in this off season to prepare some of these kids, and we've changed some things up quite a bit, but our coaching staff as a whole, you know, we were meeting this last Thursday and said, you know what, this is the best I've felt before a game one in the last 4 years, which is crazy having as many new starters as we had this year. So, you know, we were confident in our preparation and, you know, win or lose, we knew that we prepared the best way that we could. And so we felt good about everything going into the game.
I'm laughing, Coach Jake Peterson, Valley Christian, because usually when you feel good about it, oh, this is the best we've ever felt, then you get boat raced. So I don't. So many quarterbacks, Valley Christian, and you've got your own gunslinger in this, and he's Gunner Link. Mm-hmm. How special is this young man stepping in? Because you've had some great quarterbacks in recent years. How special is he stepping in?
We have. Well, I mean, Gunner started, you know, looking at Valley when he was an eighth grader, and you know, his growth in the last, you know, 3-4 years has been impressive, because when you would have looked at him playing as an eighth grader, you're like, ooh, I don't know if that kid's going to be a varsity quarterback when he gets older. But, you know, his work with our offensive coordinator that we have in place right now, Tyler Fridley, and he's been working with him since eighth grade, you know, spent hours with him on the phone last year before his playoff game, and his development and work ethic that he's put into this has been impressive.
And then you got a power back in Isaiah Anderson, and I know that's, you know, underappreciated. All they just, you know, how nice is it to have a guy who could not only break away, but also can take the pounding?
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah is a Midwest kid. He actually moved here last year from Minnesota, and he played ground it and pound it football up there in Minnesota and moved back down here last August. And, you know, he's my kind of kid where he's just a hard-nosed guy, keeps his head down. He's an outstanding leader. And we're, you know, so fortunate to have a kid like that to kind of lead our program.
We're talking with Jake Peterson, head coach, Valley Christian High School. Defensively, too, I saw three picks. One of them was spectacular. One got called back. I see Luke Snyder. Mm-hmm. Gets a pick six. I see guys flying around. My Bastion boys, I love those kids. Caleb Lewis is, I think he's on every tackle. How's this defense swarming? How impressive were they?
Well, I think that was the number one takeaway from last night You know, Tempe's got some playmakers.
Yes.
They've got a quarterback with a really strong arm. And, you know, that was our number one thing is, you know, can we slow them down with the 6'4" receiving crew they had, 6'2" receiver on the outside as well. And you know, the physicality that Caleb Lewis plays with at inside linebacker, you know, he's 5'11", 200 pounds, and he can really pound you.
Oh, I'm sore watching him play last night. That's how last year playoff run. I know championship is the gold, but do you build off? I know you didn't have a lot of guys returning, but you get a taste and know what it takes to get to that. Now, do you talk about what last year? Does that fuel you to get to the title?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. It fuels you, and we talk about it because there's things that we can learn from. You know, what did we do well that we can build on, and what didn't we do that we need to improve upon? And I think we really highlighted both of those aspects this last off season. You know, whether it was watching through film and talking with, you know, just doing an internal scout to find out, you know, how do we need to get better? Because we also have a completely different type of team this year than we did last year. Last year we had a 6'4", a 6'3", and a 6'2" wide receiver, and all of them were, you know, 200 pounds and a quarterback that can sling the ball over. And I mean, we could throw the ball on most anyone. You know, this year we're a more balanced team. And you know, we can kind of do it both ways.
Talk with Jake Peterson. A couple more questions before I let you go. Your staff, and I know that Valley Christian, I have mad love, your AD, Greg Hagsma, but your assistants, it seemed just watching everybody was on the same page. How important is that, and how important are those guys?
Oh, I think that is probably one of the best things about this year is how on the same page our coaching staff is on both the offensive side and the defensive side. There's just a great connection. Guys want to learn from one another. Nobody has an ego. They all understand that, you know, we're doing this for the same reason. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, our number one goal is not to build them as football players, is to build them as young godly men. And when we understand that that's our purpose, you know, we all are on the same page.
I see it. Last year, you get Florence and then you get Thatcher. And all I have to do is say the word Thatcher. How do you make sure your guys aren't pumping their own tires and listening to this interview saying, hey, we are that good? How do you keep them focused for Florence knowing you got Thatcher, the trap game, as it were?
We don't look at it as a trap game at all. We're definitely looking forward to Thatcher, but, you know, we watched film of Florence this morning already, and, you know, they're a tough team. They've got a really big offensive line. They've got, you know, a tough running back that's already got offers. They've got a great receiving crew, a quarterback that I really like his mobility and the way that he, you know, runs their offense. And then defensively, you know, they're running a 4-3 and they're very athletic in their defensive back area and aggressive at their linebacking crews. So, you know, they're nobody that we're even thinking about looking past.
All right. Well, enjoy the ride. You know my love for those kids. I watched many of them grow up, and I love what you're doing over there. Your assistants doing it all right. And you said no egos. Hagsma's got, come on now, he's Hall of Fame.
No, for a guy that's won that many state titles, he's about as humble as it gets.
I love it. Hey, I wish you, and I take my hat off to you. Coach was teasing me about wearing a Scottsdale Christian hat. Hey,
you bet I was.
Keep it going. Valley Christian Trojan, South Chandler. 56th Street and Priest doing the great job over there. Hey, what's up next on the horizon? Well, for the Horizon Huskies, they're making plays on the field, and they're also doing it in the community with something that should be required of every school. We'll explain that story next on AZ Preps Live.
By Brooklyn Betting. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
It's 10:33. Oh, I'm talking over the... you're playing the jams for me this morning. I like it. And the girls are bumping here in the studio.
Hey, it's what I do, baby.
I know you do it. Welcome back, AZ Preps Live, the premier high school sports show in all the land. And it's a personal story for me, because this player may still be one of my all-time favorite players in Arizona high school football. Chase Cartwright was Corona del Sol. He's now the head coach at Santan Charter. And I had him on the show years ago. He'd gone to Corona. He had signed with NAU, my alma mater, and we didn't know each other. And Chase, he stops me in the middle of the interview and says, wait. He says, Mr. McCabe? And he says, do you have a son named Kenny? Yeah. He says, well, I was his book buddy in the fifth grade at Mariposa. So this kid is in my hero book. He was my, and the fact that, it, and I, it works. It works. And more evidence here in this, in the studio in front of me here, because Horizon High School is making plays on the field. You know about their football program. They have state championships. They're always in the conversation. They are champions in the community. Defensive line coach Trey Hickam.
How you doing?
Teaming with local teachers now has his players out reading to kids. I've got in front of me here April Padilla-Glavin. I've got Lindsay
Reinhardt.
Reinhardt, I can't read my... And Maddie Hayes, all teachers and their heroes in front of me. And this should be a must for all. All at once, everybody, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
That tells you we got a full studio here. Trey, how the heck did you get this started? When did you decide? And you're a great football coach. When did you just say, "Hey, we got to get these kids out doing this"?
Nah, I try to be a good football coach, but about kind of 2 years ago when we was on that state championship run, I kind of got a group of seniors, Skylar Partridge, and a couple other kids, Drew Boxwell, and we wanted to do something for next year's class so they can do something, because that's what they told me, that they wish they had done some more stuff like this in the community. So we thought about, hey, let's go read, because I just started making, like, they told me, like, hey, we get out of school early. So I wanted to do something, get back to the community as much as I can. I started doing this in college, and I want to teach these boys how to be young men in life. So, I try to make sure they understand what the difference is and make sure that they understand how to be young men in the world. So,
man, it's so, I love this. It should be required in every school. All right, teachers, I'm going to have Maddie, you're going to tell me what grade level and what did you think of when this got proposed to you? These cats want to come over? Tell me what grade level and then what do you think about it?
So I teach sixth grade, and when it first came to me, I had April, her kids in my class.
Okay.
And she knew Coach Trey, and so she kind of brought up to me, hey, I partner with Coach Trey. He's from Horizon. He comes in and the kids like read to our kids. Would that be something you were interested in? And I was like, absolutely. Even though these kids are in sixth grade, it's like you pull out a book in front of them and they're like in kindergarten again. So they were, I mean, I was super excited about it, but I also was interested in like how we could do more things with him. And so April and I got with Coach Trey and we kind of figured out like there's got to be more stuff that we could be doing together. And that's kind of where it all started.
I love it. I'm going to jump over to April then. I'm coming back to you. It's like a essay test. We're going to bounce all around here. April Padilla-Glavin. So you were part of this. What were your thoughts when they came to you and said, and did you have any pushback from the suits and all that stuff?
I'm really excited. I'm also a parent of a high schooler. And so any way that we can get the high schoolers involved in the community of the elementary school, you create those lifelong partnerships. And it's a win-win for everybody. And watching the way that Trey does that from the freshman team through the varsity team is just incredible. And so when we kind of presented it, it was kind of one of those we didn't ask, we just did it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And what school are we talking? Are we all together?
We're all at Desert Shadows Elementary.
It's my favorite grade school right now, all right? So what's our nickname there, the Roadrunners?
We're the Sand Sharks.
The fighting Sand Sharks. All right.
We represent.
My favorite school now.
The administration was all for it.
Yeah.
And then
I've
taken it up to the teachers union. I've taken it to the governing board and the board members are like, why haven't we been doing this for years? This is amazing. Keep me posted. And so through that, we're just making this bigger and better, Trey, right?
Yeah, we're trying to, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's gonna be amazing.
All right, and you teach? What
kindergarten.
Kindergarten, all right. And Lindsay, what year do you teach, and what's been the response like with these cats coming in when they're reading to these guys?
So me and Maddie, we work together for sixth grade, same classroom. It's awesome. I mean, the kids get super excited when just having the older kids and role models come in and be able to, like, read to them. And
what are they reading? And what, like, you know, who picks the books? And what are they, sports related books? Are they could it be any book or one something that maybe the kids are required to read and they get to read out loud?
Yeah.
They first came in, they didn't even read to our class. They actually, I had the football boys jump in and teach a lesson.
That's what I'm talking
so
about.
So they came in and they taught, I think it was, I was doing a social studies lesson, and I was like, you guys just want to come take this over? And they were like, sure. And so they got in there, and the participation and engagement from the sixth graders, it was like they were in there with like some, you know, just famous. They were just captivated.
They are
by
famous.
These kids.
They're heroes.
They
and
are.
I say that now. It's so awesome. Trey Hickam, who kind of put this all together. Do you have to solicit players now to do this, or how do you go about picking which players go? And or now they all saying, I'm in. I want to go. How does this come about?
Yeah. So
Horizon High School football.
So I just want to give a shout out to Coach Linton and Coach Dina Aronson for letting me to do this for the kids and all that stuff. So it all started last year, and I started with the freshman boys before they went to school. They helped the teachers get all their stuff, like school supplies, back in their classroom, because it's heavy, and the kids love it. And then I had Roman Funk and Noah Anderson to come by every day. They were committed. I didn't even have to ask them to come. So they were like, hey, Coach Trey, what else can we do to make sure that we are staying these kids' lives? And we, fortunately, last year, we gave out 120 plus free tickets to
that's
our...
That's what I... You see, you're stealing my lines here. So these kids are now coming. They're cheering for the guys.
Yeah, so we gave out 100 free tickets, and they got... they got free food, free snacks. They got to go on the field and like sign autographs. Shout out to Matthew Kloppenstein, who's at Baylor. A lot of the kids were like, hey, is that Matthew Klopp? I was like, yeah, he's going to Baylor next year. The kids were so excited, and they were scared to talk to him. And I think that was the coolest thing, where like the kids and the cheerleaders, the community is we have probably the best community in the state.
How rewarding, and I'm going to ask the teachers here, and I thank you all so much for joining me. How rewarding has this been for those players, though? Because as much as the kids are seeing these heroes, how cool is it for those cats?
It's definitely a blessing. They definitely come to us all the time, and they come to our games and they say, hey, you're Coach Trey, and that's Noah, or that's Matt. And I think that's the coolest thing, to see their faces. When I come back in the schools, they're like, oh, thank you so much. And then at the beginning of school, we gave out 50 plus backpacks to the school and all that stuff.
Can we get this moved into the teachers unions across? This is awesome. What you've done here. This is so. Let me ask you this. I've got Maddie Hayes. I've got Lindsay Reinhardt. I've got April Padilla Glavin in studio. Kindergarten, sixth grade teachers reading. They've changed math. I can't do the new math. They changed what we're allowed to know in history. I'm not going to go. That gets political. But reading is still reading. I'll start with kindergarten. It starts. It's still the foundation for all we do. How important is that, and how much does it help these kids?
It's incredible to first see older students coming in, and at they're like man children.
Yeah, no, I know it. I know it.
Big man children coming in and reading and enjoying that and doing it for fun. And so when the kindergartners are seeing this, it becomes super cool.
Yeah.
You know?
That reading is cool.
Reading is cool. And it's important for them to see that across the board. And I think it's important then for the high schoolers to take that on as a life lesson. Like, it's okay to read. It's okay to pick up a book. And then to share that love of reading with somebody. And if they don't have siblings, if they don't have family, like, coming in there, that's filling a need that they maybe didn't know they had.
Older brothers, Lindsay, too, with reading at sixth grade level, too. Mm-hmm. Because, again, they kind of get distanced, too. That's where they kind of go, got to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I have five kids. still an emphasis there that they can come in and say, hey, this is all right, and it's okay to read. You're going to need it everything you do, but find things that you enjoy reading.
Yeah. I mean, we see that a lot, especially in the sixth grade, like kids steering away from reading. It's like what you said. It's not cool. It's boring. It takes too long. I'd rather watch a movie. But I think them seeing older kids and them getting excited and wanting to come and read just shows them, like, oh, I can read now, you know? If they're doing it, I want to do it. Like,
and not just Twitter and TikTok and the Gram and all that stuff. Maddie, how important? And again, that is important, but because they are reading some there, but to read books, to read journals, to read important things. Is that also the emphasis is to get off these devices?
Yes. We're trying our best with that.
You got help.
Yeah. And Coach Trey and the boys really do such a great job. We have so many football players in our class and kids who love sports and who are interested in soccer and cheerleading. And so those little moments where they see these football boys who they aspire to be, or they see these cheerleaders where they get their autographs after the game, it gives them something to kind of like grasp onto as far as looking into the future. Like, I see myself being like that. So the night that they went to go on the field after the game, the kids had all their little autograph books and the cheerleaders were down there signing stuff. And the kids, literally, not one of them had their phone out. They were just like in sheer, they were so excited. They were nervous to talk to them. The players and the cheerleaders were so amazing. The kids are just obsessed with Coach Trey. I mean, he's a celebrity when he even comes on.
See,
to
you're a big baller now, Trey.
That's I'm really.
You got a game. You get Canyon View now. You guys, and you got a built-in rooting section here.
Yeah.
You guys ready to go to work? And actually, because I said you're doing the job in the community, now you got to back it up. You got to go win some football.
Exactly.
Game.
We're just trying to follow up on that first year, and we're trying to make sure we continue the tradition, the legacy that that was built before us, and making sure that we continue to make sure that we're doing stuff on the field, but handling business on the field.
Take care of those kids. Do they wear their uniforms or the cheer outfits when they go read, or they just come company?
I allow them to wear their Horizon shirts. So I'm trying to do game day stuff. So if we have a game on Fridays, then I'm going to have them wear the jerseys there at the school as well.
Keep up the good work. This is so awesome. The name of the school again is?
Desert Shadows Elementary.
Desert Shadows. And Cross Streets, where are we at? Because I'm going to have to send all my kids there.
Yes, please. 56th Street and Sweetwater.
This is so cool, man. Trey Hickam, Maddie Hayes, Lindsay Reinhart, and April Padilla-Glavin. I probably messed up the name. You're heroes. The fact that you're teaching elementary school, my wife was heroes. And I even suggest this, too, that I ask people, do you remember the five teachers who were the most influential in your life? And every grown person can tell you those. I got three of them sitting in front of four. Because you're a teacher also, man. Even the job you do at the Boys and Girls Club, you guys are awesome. Horizon High School. Let's make a big and give my best to Andy Litton. He's obviously comes from the top. They let you go do this kind of thing.
It's awesome. We'll do. Most definitely.
Ladies, thank you. Hey, stick around, too. We got our next segment here because we do a thing where we educate Kevin McCabe. I'm now, how old am I? I'm 64 years old.
No.
But I got to stay hip to the young tunes that the kids are bumping. And so Trev Henry puts, we caught the song of the day, but he'll find something that the kids are, and actually, I think we may go with an old school one because his mom celebrated his 70th birthday. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, we're going old school.
We're going old school. So you got to react. We're coming back. AZ Preps Live, the premier high school sports show in all the land after this timeout. On. They have the cameras for Gambo and Burns. You'd see some girls bumping in the studio here. Welcome back to AZ Preps Live, the premier high school sports show in all the land. And we call this segment Educating Kevin McCabe. We play a song that the young kids are listening to. And I don't know if it's kindergartners at Desert Shadows or sixth graders, but they got their playlist. their headphones, their AirPods, or whatever they're called. Trey Hickam, of course, the football coach. Trev, what do we got going here this morning?
Dance the Night by Dua Lipa.
This is
your girl.
I love Dua Lipa. I love. She brought back the ooh.
That's right.
And she's beautiful. And she sings.
And I know the Dean digs it, so why not?
Yeah. Girls, what do you do? Are we digging this? We're bumping over April? April Gladden.
Yeah. She, like, won the Met Gala. So, yeah.
Won the what?
The Met Gala.
What the heck is it?
You gotta know what the Met Gala is.
No, I don't. We're educating.
Oh, my gosh.
Girls, are you digging this? Are we all right with this?
Oh, yeah. This is also in the Barbie movie.
It is in
the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Barbie movie?
I have not yet.
Hey, I'm guessing he saw the Barbie movie.
Trey saw it last weekend.
Yeah, so I got three girls. So yeah.
Okay. You have an excuse. Okay.
You did.
I got a pass.
And my entire family went. Everybody. My three daughters, my oldest son with his girlfriend, my wife. I'm good. I didn't go.
You didn't go?
No, and everybody says, Kevin, you need to go. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right.
I should, huh?
Well, we got Dua Lipa here. I've been married 33 years, and I think I might leave my wife for Dua Lipa if she calls. And I think my wife would understand this. Hey, thank you so much for sharing the morning with me and doing what you guys do. This is a blast. Why this show is number one is it's not just scores and highlights. It's people making a difference in the community. Trey Hickam, the coach at Horizon High School with Andy Litton, taking his kids, allowing his kids, celebrating his kids to go over and read to Desert Shadow students. April Padilla Gladden, not April Padilla Glavin, the Mrs. Gladden, Lindsay Reinhardt, and Maddie Hayes. Awesome job, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me in studio this morning early. And keep doing what you do. You guys are the future of our world, and you know how messed up it is right now.
Yeah.
You guys got it.
The thing about this is I wish, like, we want more high schools to do this.
Yes.
And make sure, like, this is, like, kind of a word that it's not just Horizon football. It's just I want the whole Arizona to kind of hear what we have to or see what we have to do, because I want to see, even though, like, I want to see Pinnacle doing it, I want to see, like, the whole Paradise Valley making noise. Yeah, so I want to make sure that kids understand that, yeah, I want you guys to play football, but you guys got to be men off the field as well. So.
And it shows in the way. Let me thank the rest of my guests here. We had a blast this morning. Gage Baker, the 12-gauge, the starting quarterback for Paradise Honors, joined us. They go 1-0 as they beat Thatcher last night. We also talked to Jake Peterson, the head football coach at Valley Christian High School. They're 1-0 with a commanding win over Tempe High last night. We had Myron Bluford, Blue, the head coach of Arizona College Prep. They're building something special out there. And we also had the Ed Doherty Award, Grand Canyon State Gridiron Club Executive Director Don Kyle passing the torch for the Arizona Heisman as they head for the Arizona Sports and Entertainment Commission. Nikki Balich, the Executive Director. I love it. We are family. You can never go wrong with this. And, of course, Denise Seoman, the Marketing Director there. Great shows. Happy 70th birthday to moms. Laura, she done great, man. I'm real mad at her. I didn't get an invitation, but enjoy it. We're off next Saturday because of Arizona Cardinals football. We're back in 2 weeks. Football rocking and rolling. Volleyball's going. Keep it where it is here on Arizona Sports 98.7. We'll catch you on the premier high school sports show in 2 weeks. AZ Preps Live.
AZ Preps Live is a production of